With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. Earlier this week, KCBX reported water reservoirs on the Central Coast have been getting a much-needed recharge from the past month's rainstorms. Several reservoirs, like Lopez Lake and Lake Nacimiento, have increased by many acre feet. Lopez has seen a rise of 6 feet in elevation since the 4th of January. Nacimiento rose 23 feet in the same amount of time and 12 feet in just the past 3 days. However, reservoirs on the southern Central Coast haven't been receiving nearly as much of a refill, specifically Lake Cachuma, which serves the Santa Ynez Valley, Montecito, Santa Barbara, and Carpinteria. KCBX spoke with Tom Fairan, who works with the Santa Barbara County Public Works Department. Fairan says the atmospheric rivers hitting Northern California hard just haven't been as intense for the southern Central Coast.
They got the focus of the rain. That can change. Our mountains here on the south coast, the San Ynez Mountains, and then the next range back can get significant amount of rainfall with the right conditions. We just haven't had things lined up necessarily our way.
Fairam says that places like the Nacimiento Reservoir have received around 12 inches of rain in a period of 24 hours.
And we don't even have 12 inches on the ground for the season here.
He says it's still early in the winter season, and the next couple of months are, on average years, when the rain starts to pour into the lake.
So we have a lot of our winter ahead of us, which is, you know, which is different this year than other past years in the drought, where we were always hoping to scratch out a little bit of water at the very end of our winter.
Fairam says despite the low amount of elevation rise for Cachuma, they're currently receiving 125% of what they normally receive for the rainfall.
So that's the first time we've been in a position where we've been ahead of the normal.
Looking into the future, Fairam says it's difficult to guess whether or not we'll get to see any local reservoirs filled to capacity or spill over, but he's hopeful.
Well, that's like asking will the stock market go up or down, because it really matters on what the weather does. We've seen years in the past where we could fill Lake Cachuma very easily in 1 year.
However, he says it's beneficial to see these back-to-back storms, even if they're relatively smaller.
And we've seen that in years past where you have the back-to-back for a week or so, and then all of a sudden you have a large storm at the end, and that's when your flooding potential comes in, and you can have, you know, widespread flooding in the county.
Heading up north, Robert Johnson from the Monterey County Water Resource Agency says that even with heavier amounts of rainfall in those areas, it's difficult to predict whether or not those reservoirs up on the northern Central Coast are going to fill to capacity either.
Well, that's challenging to guesstimate or forecast, because we don't know what the storms are coming. The storms are going to be like in the coming months.
You can find a list of current reservoir data for San Luis Obispo, Monterey, and Santa Barbara counties at kcbx.org. Bree Zender, KCBX News.